FM Live with Dance Roger. Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Dance Roger.
Hey, this is going to be a little different than the conventional Saturday AMI for a few different reasons. I heard a click there. Maybe that's Rita. And if not, the conversation that we just were talking about is we were talking about the Nature Rest Fit, and we were talking about a promotion that's going on, and this is exactly what a week ago with Nikan's, it's the global quarterly review. It's a by invitation only. It's really platinums and above, but I don't know if the email goes out to all the, I don't know. But this is the second one that I've got to be a part of. And so I do my due diligence. And when you're on a Zoom, you can see who else is at the party and what they're wearing or what they're not wearing. And it's really fun to do that. But the focal point that I walk away with is, what is the information that's presented? Where did we come from and where are we going? It's that story of the peanut strip. And if you receive my email, the short version of the story, Lucy, we're all familiar with the Peanuts gang. Lucy is sitting at her psychiatrist booth, or psychiatric booth, whatever you want to call it, and it says the psychiatrist is in 5 cents. And that's some cheap counsel by anybody's standard. And she asked the question, hey, Charlie Brown, in the scheme of life, if life were like a gigantic cruise ship, think of the biggest cruise ship, and these things are sailing with 5,000 and 6,000 people, would you be in the stern of the ship, at the back of the ship, with your deck chair, looking over everything you've accomplished in your life that far, the legacy that you've built, the things that you invested in, your trophies, your accolades, and just pondering how wonderful your contributions? Would you be back there looking in the past? Or would you be up at the front, the bow of the ship, charting and dreaming and visioneering and thinking about what's left to accomplish and literally raising your glass going, yep, I'm going to go for it. I'm doing this, this, and this. Because that's a big difference, the person who looks at the past versus the person who looks at the future. And he pauses in great thought and says, Lucy, I can't get my deck chair unfolded. The point of the comic strip that Charles Schulz left us with is that so often we struggle sometimes with the day-to-day until we can make those decisive decisions and say, okay, wait a second. Most of us statistically get introduced to Nikan because of a product result and it opens our eyes. But first we had to make that decision to at least be open. As Lori Jones shared last week, most of her adult life, she gained a tremendous amount of weight her senior year of high school. And therefore, most of her adult life, she carried that. And it was a miserable existence until, as she said, God delivered her of her food addiction. And it was through the gift of Nikan from her sister, Suzanne. And when we have the opportunity to look back at what's happened over a certain period of time, when those of us who have been in Nikan for 15, 20, 25, almost 30 years for our family, and I look back over the sleep system, and I can honestly share with people, I don't know which product did it, but insoles, the back product, the sleep products, I started with them all. And I can't tell you which one did it, but I don't deal with the back issues that were a result of jumping off of a 75-foot waterfall. I don't deal with the back issues as long as I continue to put my body into that environment. And so when I can look at somebody and said, the product we have today, I don't know all the technical details of it, but as Rita Hand was sharing with me last night, she said, Vance, I finally ordered the new seat. And she said, I won't be able to go back to any of the old ones. I said, well, what did you feel? What happened? And she said, I can't describe it. The emotion in her voice, though, spoke volumes. And when I look at what we were exposed to, those of us who took part in the quarterly review, and what I want to do this morning, if I can, I can't share the slides with you that Luis and Ruben and Frank shared with us. I'd love to call them the three amigos, but that's not a edifying way to describe them, because these three guys, they bantered back and forth, and they're at the helm of that ship that we should all, if you've ever been on a cruise, when you set sail out of a port, there's a sail away party, not at every port, but definitely on the embarkation of that itinerary. And it's interesting to see who's on the bow versus the stern. And I can remember different sailings that we've been on and going to the back just to watch how the propeller, how it turns up and what's going on, but to kind of see what's left at the port after all the fanfare has left, after everybody's gotten back on the ship. And it's interesting versus, you know, the captain's not looking to the back. The crew members are not really looking at the back. They're looking, okay, where are we headed? And if I could use that parallel to, say, Luis as Nikken's global president, yeah, they're reviewing stuff as they reviewed with us, but it's where they're going. I hope that makes sense. And I can't share every single one of these slides. But let me, and I know that Ron said when I spoke, Ron Barnes, if he wants to hit star six, I'd love to get his perspective right here at the get-go. He said he was going to be on. Okay, I don't think I pushed anything. Who knows? Okay, well let me just do this. Let me get my phone to work. And
Vance, can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go. Ron, you Vance? Have.
Am I on?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear, Ron. We can hear you.
Good.
You have an interesting perspective when it comes to finance as a career CPA. And I refer to you as the CPA extraordinaire. But last Saturday, you and I, and what was it, 65, so I didn't count, a lot of us were exposed to the last 3 months, this quarterly review. Give us your perspective on that.
Well, you know, it was very, very interesting and upbeat, and a lot of information shared in that window. But one of the big takeaways that I had from that and would share with the group today is that, you know, there's a lot of data shared on the performance of the company, new consultants, volume, just a lot of different statistics. And being the CPA that I am, data analyzing, I guess, clicks in my brain. But the key takeaway, without getting into all of that, each and every, is the trends and what was shared. And the trend lines across the board, the trend lines show improvement in things in the company, improvement in new growth in sales volume. And, you know, not every CEO sits down and shares performance data on how the company's doing. And I really appreciated what Luis did, and of course Ruben shared, and Frank, as you pointed out. But you know, when they shared all of that, they're talking about you know, here's where we've been, and you know, and there had been some decline, honestly, but the last few years and the efforts that have gone on and some of the improvements and changes, the cumulative effect is contributed to this trend of improvement in almost every category. And so, you know, that we're tracking that data, at least corporate is. They're tracking all that data, looking at all those things. I know we do it in our groups and our teams, but they're looking at that corporate-wide. And, you know, a snapshot, that's great if we look at, okay, how was it today? Well, that's fine, but are we improving or are we getting worse? And the trend in all of that was improvement. So, you know, being involved with the company and, you know, ahead, how are we doing? Well, I can tell you that the trend line was really darn positive and absolutely going in the right direction. So for those involved as business builders and consultants with NECAN, and if there's a doubt, well, I tell you what, I thought that surely was a good reinforcement of, hey, things are going the right way, and there's a lot in the works. I mean, there's a lot of effort going on, so thought that was real stuff to be shared by Ruben and Frank and really felt good about what they shared.
And, you know, Ron, I think it doesn't take anybody as a special person to understand, you know, what you're saying, your perspective. You don't have to be a career CPA. You don't have to be a business major or a, you know, VP of a company to understand. And I've been on different boards, you know, the institute that I graduated from, I sat on their board, and how to understand and digest all those numbers and helping out with the school board budget committee. I've done that. And there's a learning curve involved, but I think the bottom line is when it comes to budget, you want to see, wiser use of resources rather than more. And I've called the hand or asked clarifying questions that made people uncomfortable because some of the things were not going in the right direction. But when I look at these and I see that, oh my goodness, yeah, this trend line, the graph, as the months go on, yeah, there are some ups and downs. But when I look at January of 2019, and then look at, like, here's one right here, and I'll just share the average new customers per month in the whole entire year of 2019, the average new customers per month was 663 for the year of 2019. Now, fast forward to the first 6 months, the first two quarters of 2021. Okay, so 2 years later, we went from 663, the average per month, to 762. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist or even a professional CPA to take 762 minus 663. That's a difference of exactly 99. And that's the averages per month broken, you know, so that trend line that you mentioned, we're going up by nearly just one number shy of 100 more per month. And that's the first two quarters of this year. So that to me, yes, it's extremely empowering to look at that. And, you know, Ron, you also mentioned, I got very excited when one of the last slides. Yeah, it was the last slide that Luis presented, and it's a picture of five different gears. If you're a mechanic like my dear friend Ron up in Michigan, you understand gears, and you know it's every machine usually has some type of gear or chain or sprocket or something or a belt. And I flash back to one of the first presentations that I ever saw with NECAN, and it had a big pie graph. You know, products, income, lifestyle. It was kind of like the five pillars all broken down. And the question that Luis asked of these five gears that I'm looking at, which one of these gears is the most important? And I immediately answered his question underneath. Well, obviously nobody could hear me because we were all muted. But me, it's the most important gear in, when presenting to us anything is you. What's their perspective? What are they looking for? What is their need? They are the most important gear. Each individual person that we introduce as a customer or a consultant. And when we look at a product promotion, we were talking about this a few minutes ago, the Nature Rest Fit, we owe it to ourselves to do a little due diligence, do a little homework, and find out. We don't need to know everything about the construction. We don't need to know how many stitches are in the Nature Rest Fit. The most important thing that I know that Sage and I have discovered over, as I approach 29 years of playing with Nikan, is get the product, get on the product, share the product. That motto, discover it, live it, share it. And I can honestly tell you that since we invested in Nature Rest Fit, I don't think I've ever had, if I'm looking at it the last quarter, I don't think I've ever had a more interrupted sleep pattern of going to bed later, getting up earlier, getting woken up by, you know, whatever the case may be. And yet I still am able to have the energy level. There are some days that, I went 3 or 4 days and it was like just shy of 5.5 hours sleep, which is not healthy. But I can't imagine not having it. And that, it's because of that product. And that's what's affecting these trends. There's one other point I want to make. And Ron, you can jump right back in here because I was quickly looking at all these slides. Here's one that I want to show. I'm going to finish with this and then open up the line for questions, comments, clarifications. But I really do want to encourage all of us that the trend line, as Ron said, you can't argue. You know, it's like when you're as a student or when we have children of our own or grandchildren and they get a report card. You can't argue with the results of the report card. You can't say, well, based on this semester or this quarter, I don't believe you, teacher, that I didn't get a better grade. No. The day-to-day activity culminates on that report card. And whatever it says, that's your grade. Well, the report card for Nikan is in the right direction. A global... Here's two statistics for you that I thought were wonderful. Globally, global sales so far, the first 6 months, and especially the last quarter, 4% up in the right direction. Now, you could say, well, that's not very much. Look at the last year and a half with a global pandemic, and whether we believe it or not, that's irrelevant. Okay, it is a real thing. The trust factor for people around the globe has been fractured because we're nervous, we're scared, we're, you know, fill in the blank. The trends have changed. It's now starting to turn around, and then you've got, you know, different factors going on. But we're going in the right direction, and as trust is reestablished, not in a political party or not in anything, but it's us as individuals. We get to make the decision. And when that changes, those trends go in the right direction. They have to. And when enough people say, no, we're gonna buck the system. We're not gonna ignore reality and facts. We're simply gonna say, you know, we're gonna make a decision. If it's to be, it's up to me. Here's the one of the slides that really, I'd seen it on WhatsApp, and I'm gonna finish with this. If you fail, never give up, because fail, F-A-I-L, means first attempt in learning. End is not the end. In fact, E-N-D means effort never dies. And the last one, if you get no as an answer, remember, N-O simply means next opportunity. And I think that's the most important one. If somebody doesn't understand, when we contact them and say, hey, this promotion is going on, there's only a few days left, I sent you an email, or as a customer, have you looked at and read the Nikan blog? Because most of these promotions are embedded into it. You have this product or you have one similar. As a friend, I just thought I would mention this to you as the one who introduced you. since you're one of my customers, or as a friend if they're not a customer. You know, simply putting in a pair of insoles could greatly improve. Not necessarily, it's not a proven fact. However, we don't take as good a care of our feet as we should. So there's all kinds of things we can do with it and have some fun. But Ron, any other thoughts from your perspective?
No. I thought the slides on the with the acronyms and stuff, that thought those were really pretty interesting. But again, the big takeaway I think for anybody listening, things are going in. With Neekin for business is going in the right direction. And when you look at a company that's been around 45 plus years, has a sustained track record, it's not the flavor of the month or the flavor of the year. It's not here's the flash. You know, it's a sustained, consistent effort, looking to improve, constantly seeking to grow and change with life, with circumstances, and you know, as an Neekin consultant, I'm pretty comforted by that, frankly. You know, not only do we have a solid company, but you got a company that is working to maintain and continue to improve. So we're not just standing still. We're not just saying, well, we did great in the years before. They're looking to improve and they're moving the trend line. And again, you don't have to be any financial wizard to really, you can see that if a graph is going up or the graph line's going down, and going up's a good thing. So, you know, that's all good stuff. And you got this, you know, Neekin, one consistent thing about it, the humans being more aspect, the focus on helping people. Those things have never wavered. You know, we might have a product that we don't, it's been changed to make it better, or maybe we don't have something we had before, but the message of the company is not changed and the consistency. So I thought those are really big, the big messages and takeaways for that, and feel blessed to have been able to be on that.
Absolutely. It's the message hasn't changed. It's still there.
The message hasn't changed.
I love the slide as Dennis Williams, I think in one of the emails he sent out this week, and he said, you know, the company started with this very one product. There obviously is validity in that. And that's where, you know, what did Nike start with? Was with a tennis shoe that was developed using a waffle iron. And they're still, that's their number one product today. Sure, they've expanded with a lot of other things. You know, the apparel, you can get Nike, all kinds of stuff. But the core of what the company was birthed with, and yeah, maybe I'm a little more partial because, you know, the Nike world headquarters are right here in Portland, Oregon. So I'm a little biased. And it, again, the point is that we're, as you said, Ron, we're definitely going in the right direction, and we're not the flavor of the month. And one of the things too that growing up in this industry, my parents worked with Shaklee for 14 years, and we saw a lot of stuff. My mom, bless her heart, she would get excited about different things because they had some niche, and it kind of made sense, like it would be a good idea. And the product may have been a unique thing, but they didn't have the history like what Shaklee had because they were started in 1956. But my main point is I would sit there and question. And so when Neekin came along for our family in 1992, I kind of thought it was just yet another one of those things until you go, wait a second. For our family at that time, they'd already been around for 17 years, all these other things that mom would dabble in, they hadn't, there was no history. And so we have that, but now also we have a brighter future because of streamlining different things. Oh, two other things that I want to mention and that we're going to see, and it's not even a hiccup. It's not even a speed bump. It's kind of like, oh, that was a fake hiccup, you know, or a fake burp. You know, I don't know what you call a fake burp, but you think there's something, but it actually is nothing. Neekin's going to round up the prices. So instead of saying that, you know, product cost, you know, $16.95, they're just going to simply round it up to $17. So there's going to be that just to make things easier. Okay, we don't need to play this retailing game. So that was one thing that jumped out to me. But the other one, the most important, I'm going to finish with this, is October 22nd and 23rd. That's going to be here before we know it. It's a two-day global convention, 3 hours each day. And if you look at a calendar, you'll see, and I'm looking back at the October calendar here so I can confirm it, that is a Friday and a Saturday. And so, yeah, I would encourage you, if you have a normal 9-to-5 work schedule, that may be a day that you would want to mark on your calendar and request off. I will put it on our calendar, and I'll explain to my business partner, my brother, I've got a Nikon thing that at least that morning, I need to take it off. So from 9 to noon on October 22nd and the 23rd, put it on your calendar. It's a Zoom event. It's not live in person. There's no airfare required. There's no hotel, no meals, out of pocket. Don't need to get a fancy wardrobe. It would be nice if you had a nice blouse or a nice shirt, because it will be on camera, and you'll have plenty of time if you still haven't figured out, like I'm, you know, kind of struggling with that, getting that deck chair unfolded to learn all about technology. But October 22nd and 23rd of this year, Nikon's global convention. And if it's anything like the Master Day events or some of the other events that we've been part of, you're going to want to. I'm going to start this list of people that are definitely consultants, but then also some of our customers that I know I'm growing weary of saying to them, oh, I wish you could have been on that. It's taking, if you want the, just pop me a text. I'll finish with my phone number. 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And that's my easiest and fastest way to get something to you. And I'll just shoot you this slide. Global Convention, Living with Purpose is the theme. And it has the time right there. So, of course, Nikon will send out more announcements regarding that. But for me, having one picture of it, front and center on a picture, and then I can share that with other people. So thank you, Ron Barnes, for lending your time and your credibility and giving
hey,
us.
Hey, I'm glad to be on, and I will be on the, and I'll be on the big convention call. So Pam and I both will be on that one. So we'll see you there.
Thank you so very much.
To learn more about Nikon, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.